We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just wrapped up the Saints player show in our fourth and final hour here of Sports Talk Live from Hooters on Vets and Metairie, our home each and every Thursday during the football season. Will Clapp was a hoot. Former Brother Martin Crusader, LSU Tiger, current New Orleans Saint. Loved hearing about him and his brothers growing up. He's the oldest of four. And if the Clapp family, if the mom and dad is listening, you guys have earned a first ballot trip to heaven dealing with what I heard. 12 gallons of milk going through a week. A week. It's 48 a month. Going through, breaking three doors in a house. Constant fights. I love the story from Will about what they did to the youngest brother. Mom Clapp would walk in, find youngest brother in a closet taped up, duct taped from head to toe pretty much. Classic stories from Will Clapp. LSU, Georgia, 2:30 on Saturday in Death Valley. The Tigers are 7.5-point underdogs. Would you take the points? You pick an LSU to win. You heard Will Clapp say, LSU knows how to bounce back from losses. They've never lost back-to-back games under Coach Ed Orgeron, as you heard in the Sports Flash from Mark Menard. This is number two, Georgia. They've had decisive wins in every game this year. Vanderbilt beat them pretty good. Tennessee beat them pretty good. South Carolina. But I think it's fair to say that Tennessee, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, they're not the caliber team that LSU is. I like LSU to respond in this game. I don't know if I'm going to predict a win, but I like them to play well against Georgia. Georgia, though, can absolutely motor on the ground. They average over 200 yards rushing a game. They got Jake Fromm to deal with at quarterback. I don't know. I kind of feel like, hey, I'm going to sell out and stop the run and make Jake Fromm beat me. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, you got some good defensive backs. Grant Delpit, Greedy Williams, Christian Fulton. Maybe you like your matchup against Jake Fromm and the Bulldogs through the air. We'll find out at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Join me and Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, at 10 a.m. for Tiger tailgating down in Baton Rouge. We're in front of the Athletic Administration Building. So if you're down there in Baton Rouge, want to come hang out and tailgate with me and Herb Tyler, feel free. We'll be on the air at 10 a.m. Also, you can call us at 504-260-1870. We'll step away and come back. Fantasy Frenzy next with Kevin Payne. Here on WWL. Here we are. Fantasy Frenzy time brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas. You've got home field advantage. Helping us to do so, Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com/rotowiremagazine, at rotowire on Twitter, also at KCPayne26. Kevin, thanks a bunch for the time. We appreciate it for sure.
Hey, Christian. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. So starting tonight, Thursday Night Football, it is the Eagles and the Giants and Carson Wentz and the Eagles getting off to a 2-3 start. But just from a fantasy perspective, is this kind of the week that Carson Wentz gets right?
I think so. It's a pretty decent matchup against the Giants, who haven't looked, you know, anything special on defense so far this season. And I think it's probably taken him a couple games just to kind of shake off the rust. He's, you know, things set up nicely for him. He's got Alshon Jeffrey back, who's completely 100% healthy. Nelson Aguilar is another good target he has. And he's got Jordan Matthews back in the slot. And he's got a safety blanket in Zach Ertz as well. So the interesting thing here tonight is to see how this backfield works out for Philadelphia now that Jay Ajayi is done for the season with the torn ACL that I really didn't see coming. It really came out of nowhere Monday. So it looks like Wendell Smallwood is going to start. Aaron Andrews just reported that Corey Clement will play, but it's going to be on a quote-unquote pitch count. And don't be surprised if we see Josh Adams, a very talented rookie out of Notre Dame, get some carries as well.
Through what now, five NFL games, week five of the NFL season, we're into week six tonight. But who's been the biggest, through five, been the biggest surprise in terms of fantasy production that maybe was a guy that you thought was, you know, not necessarily a wide receiver one or two, but has emerged and starting to put up numbers like that, like a premier fantasy player?
Yeah, so if you take a look, I mean, you could. I would even just go to quarterback and look at Patrick Mahomes and just see, and this is really just a reflection of what a good offensive coordinator, basically Andy Reid, is. And he's just putting up some remarkable numbers that I didn't see coming. You could take a look at the Rams, too. Cooper Kupp's really stepped up his game. All those wide receivers have been absolutely fantastic. And a lot of those guys were, like, middle round because we weren't sure if any of those guys was going to really stand out between him, Robert Woods, and Brandon Cooks. And yet, it seems like every week, almost every week, these guys are getting it done, all three of them. So those are some examples of guys that I think really have outproduced their value. The other guy, too, I would say probably just with all the injuries, the tight end, Eric Ebron, has really emerged. Jack Doyle looks like he's going to be out again, and he's really become a big red zone target for Andrew Luck. And just been a big surprise right there. As I said, again, with all those injuries, this is every year in the NFL is kind of unique and a little bit strange. And this year, really from a fantasy perspective, it's been kind of the year of the tight end injury and tight ends not living up to their value or average draft position. Looking at Rob Gronkowski, I mean, he's been a pretty big disappointment thus far.
If you're an owner that's suffered some injuries, who are some guys that you should target right now to go after and maybe to add to your roster that might be available?
Yeah, so every week on rotowire.com, I write a waiver wire article that you can find on there. Just looking at guys that, you know, through injury or all of a sudden they're going to go ahead and get a chance, are good guys to take a look at off the waiver wire and pick them up. The guy I led with this week was Wendell Smallwood, who is roughly owned in less than 10% of all leagues. We already talked a little bit about him. Alfred Morris, too, he really saw his value drop just because Matt Breida kind of emerged and was looking like this explosive running back. And now he goes ahead and gets hurt. He'll likely be out for a few weeks. So it's really going to be the Alfred Morris show for the San Francisco 49ers. Other guys that you can take a look at, Mohamed Sanu. Everybody got really excited about Calvin Ridley, and rightfully so, and Julio Jones is there. So Sanu kind of got lost in the shuffle, but if you look after a slow start, he's scored double-digit fantasy points in three straight games and has got a great matchup this week at home against Tampa Bay as well. Another guy, Marquez Valdez-Scantling for the Green Bay Packers. Another team got hit hard with injuries at wide receiver to Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison. Allison looked like he was trying to give it a go, but he's still in the concussion protocol. I don't know that we see those guys with Green Bay having a bye next week until after the bye. So Valdez-Scantling is the number two wide receiver in an offense with Aaron Rodgers throwing to you. It's always a good place to look as well.
Our Fantasy Frenzy with Kevin Payne, senior writer at rotowire.com, an expert at rotowire.com for two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. You can let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. So right now, if you're looking to stream a defense, Kevin, because some people use that as a strategy. First off, is that a wise strategy? And also, who are some of the streaming defenses?
Yeah, so I don't think it's a bad strategy. You know, usually use one of your last two picks, or if you're in an auction, you spend a dollar or maybe two at most on a defense. If you're really in love with, like, a defense, say the Rams or even Jacksonville was kind of the number one team to get this year, there's nothing wrong with that because then you don't have the hassle of streaming. But, you know, overall, if you take a look each and every week at the different teams, and basically what you want to do is find certain teams that you can target that you think are going to go ahead and you can fade each week. The biggest one's probably the Buffalo Bills. If you take a look at them, Josh Allen's getting sacked on the road. He's throwing interceptions, so he's a good guy. Houston is definitely in play this week. You got to like them a lot. You know, Seattle, even though it's not quite the same defense they once were, going into Oakland, Oakland really hasn't been that great of a team so far this year. You kind of got to like them. Maybe even the Chargers as well, going into Cleveland. Cleveland, I tell you what, they've been in every single game. They haven't lost a game by more than 4 points. They could easily be 5-0, believe it or not. But Baker Mayfield, again, take a look and target against some of these rookie quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield is going to turn the ball over. He's going to get sacked. Same thing with whoever Arizona's playing. It's going to happen with Josh Rosen. They're not putting up a lot of points on the board. So those are all teams that when I'm streaming, I go ahead and look for the teams that are playing against those type of players.
Who's been the biggest fantasy disappointment?
Amari Cooper, probably. One target, one catch for 10 yards last week. He's had one or two good games so far, but you're talking about a guy that now Michael Crabtree left town that everybody thought was going to go absolutely berserk. He's 24 years old in the prime of his career with a good quarterback throwing him. Well, what's perceived to be a good quarterback throwing the ball to him and Derek Carr. So I think everybody thought Amari Cooper was just going to go absolutely nuts, and he's been a big disappointment. And if you even just stick with that game this week, on the other side, Doug Baldwin, yes, he's been banged up, but he had one catch last week for 1 yard on one target, and that was it. And he's supposed to be Seattle's number one wide receiver. So I would say that those two guys, taking a look at them, and there's been a lot of disappointments. You know, as I said earlier, the tight end position's been very disappointing. Gronkowski isn't doing what he's done typically in the past. So there's been a lot of disappointing players. And, you know, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, those are guys that were either late first round or early second round picks that, yes, it's been injuries, but that's a huge disappointment. If you had those guys and you went ahead and used one of those high picks, it's tough to have a winning record at this point when those guys you've basically gotten zero production out of.
Is Saquon Barkley's fantasy value on the rise?
It is. I mean, he's had some tough matchups, especially last week. Carolina had some tough matchups, and they're finding the way to get him the ball, whether it's Eli dumping it off to him or just giving him carries. He's in a good spot tonight against Philadelphia, who did not look good last week against Minnesota. I think it's on the rise. You know, he's getting a little bit banged up and nicked up here and there, but he's still making it out there every week. He looks fantastic. He's breaking tackles. He's missing tackles. He's just been fantastic. So, yes, I would say out of all those guys I talked about with the younger running backs who have been disappointment, Saquon has delivered and then some, again, especially based upon some of these tough matchups that he's had.
Kevin, if you don't mind, I'm just curious. I'm hearing the accent, and I'm just curious where you grew up. Where are you from?
I'm from Western New York. I grew up in Rochester, and I live in the budding metropolis of Buffalo. The only weird thing we say here is we don't call it soda. We call it pop. But we do call sprinkles sprinkles. We don't call them jimmies. So if there's an accident, it's a Western New York accent.
No, I thought I was picking it up a little bit. I was just curious. I just wanted to affirm my notion. Kevin Payne, Fantasy Frenzy here. He's an expert at RotoWire.com for 2 decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. You can let RotoWire help you win your fantasy football league. They have all the draft kit information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/free. Kevin, anything I didn't ask you want to throw out there?
No, as I said, just keep an eye tonight on Josh Adams. He's kind of a sleeper guy. I once tweeted out before the game started that if I've got an empty spot on my bench, I would throw him on there. He might be the guy that kind of surprises and comes out of nowhere and has an impact on this game tonight. But, yeah, the only other thing I want to say, basketball season's right around the corner. We've got a lot of coverage for that on rotowire.com as well as the NHL. If anybody out there is into that type of stuff.
Kevin, my best memory from up there in Buffalo when I made a trip up there in 2009 when the Saints played the Buffalo Bills, it was the Anchor Bar.
Yep.
The Anchor Bar. Got some wings there.
Still alive and kicking. They've actually just opened up a new one maybe a year and a half ago that's about 10 minutes from my house. They've got 3 or 4 locations here in Buffalo. Duff's as well. Duff's is another great place to get wings. And they both have really good stuff called chicken wing soup, which is absolutely delicious if anybody ever makes it up here.
Hey, I don't know how you guys do the winners up there, but more power to you, man.
Hey, believe it or not, it was we broke a record. It was 83 yesterday here, which is kind of crazy. So you never know. I don't know. Maybe there might be something to that climate change when 83 in the middle of October in Buffalo.
Kevin Payne, thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks for having me on, Christian.
You bet. That's a wrap for Fantasy Frenzy, brought to you by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Forget Vegas. You've got home field advantage. This is Sports Talk live on location from Hooters on Vets in Metairie. You can jump in the conversation at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Checking in with Scott Alexander next from the Pelicans Smoothie King Center. Preseason action against the Toronto Raptors. This is Saints Radio, WWL. Going to link up with Scott Alexander, Primetime Sports, momentarily. Final preseason game, I should say, for the New Orleans Pelicans tonight against the Toronto Raptors. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Thursday night football. The Philadelphia Eagles on top early over the New York Giants, 7-0. Eagles coming to town in a couple weeks to take on the Saints. That'll be a fun one. Look at this schedule for the Saints. Man, the bye week is, I think, coming at the right time. You know, I'm wondering, with the team rolling at 4-0, do you want to take the bye now, or would you rather keep playing? But gearing up for what's ahead of the Saints, I think it comes at a good time. On the road to Baltimore, on the road against Minnesota on Sunday night, at home against the Los Angeles Rams. You got the Eagles at home down the stretch. Atlanta at home. Dallas on the road. So, Thursday night games. You wrap up with two divisional games in 3 weeks against Carolina Panthers. Play them twice in weeks 15 and 17. So this schedule is going to be pretty rough for for the Saints after the bye week. 4-1, though. I mean, show me a team right now that's better other than the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC. The Eagles are going to figure this out. They're going to get on track. Minnesota's still feeling their way through it. Their offense is putting up some good points, throwing the football. They're not running it very well, and their defense is being on the field a lot because when they don't complete the pass and they go three and out, they don't score. Puts that Vikings defense on the field. That's why you're seeing that defense for Minnesota struggle a little bit this year compared to last year, how dominant they were. But look, Minnesota will figure it out as well, along with the Eagles. It's going to be a fun stretch run in the final 11 games for the Saints to see where they – but right now, through five games, I've got them number two behind the Los Angeles Rams. I'm talking about in the league. I think they're better than the Chiefs. I really do. I think the Chiefs are going to come back to earth. We've seen hot starts from Kansas City in the past, like this, where they just come out like gangbusters, and all of a sudden they fade down the stretch. Pat Mahomes, I'm not rooting for him to fail by any stretch. I just think that at some point there's going to be enough film on him where defensive coordinators are going to start figuring out a little bit. I'm not saying that he's not going to be good. He still will. But they're going to find his kryptonite for a little while, and that'll be the focus there for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not going to be able to keep up the pace of play that he's playing. I mean, he is out of his mind right now as a second-year player, really a rookie, a first-year starter at quarterback, the things he's doing. So eventually that's going to settle down. And that defense for the Chiefs still has some work to do, just like the Saints do. Still very early in the season. We haven't even reached the halfway point. Where can the Saints improve after the bye? You tell me at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Coming up on the last lap with Seth Dunlap tonight. John Stinchcomb, former Georgia Bulldog, will stop by in the 8 o'clock hour to talk LSU and Georgia. Of course, John Stinchcomb is worth a listen just because he doesn't realize how funny he is. For a long time, I'd go in the Saints locker room. I think for about 2 or 3 years, John Stinchcomb thought my name was Mark, constantly referred to me as Mark, and I just didn't tell him any different. Finally, I was like, hey, you know, I think this is after he retired. I'm like, hey, you know, my name's Christian, actually. So he still, to this day, will call me Mark. We'll step away and come back here. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is WWL. All right, welcome back. Lawrence in New Orleans. What's going on, Lawrence? You're on WWL.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Christian. Appreciate that, man. I just had a quick question. I know the trade deadline was coming up, and I've been hearing some interesting names around the league. The interesting name that came up was Patrick Peterson.
Yep.
Is there any way we could pick him up, or what other names out there you think could help out the Saints? Man, I'm just going to hang up and listen.
Well, wait, hold on. Don't hang up, Lawrence, because I got to ask you something. That Patrick Peterson story came from primetime, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, right? That's where I heard it from, yeah.
Yeah. And he's just throwing it out there that the Saints should trade for him. But here's the deal. If I'm Arizona, I'm looking at the Saints and going, you don't have a first-round pick. I'm not even picking up the phone. You're not getting Patrick Peterson.
For a second, we can't get him for the second round?
So now you're talking about not having a pick until the fourth round because they don't have their third rounder either because they traded that for Teddy Bridgewater.
That's a gamble we should take, man. What you think, man?
No.
We don't have a whole lot of holes on the team.
Yeah, but that can change quickly in the offseason. You just don't know. No, that would be a terrible idea. And look, okay. It would be good value. It would be good value, but I think it would be irresponsible. It'd be irresponsible for the Saints.
Thanks a lot, man.
You bet, Lawrence. Don't be a stranger. We all know Hurricane Michael and the devastation it's caused and up and down the Eastern Seaboard, the Panhandle of Florida. Jay Weiss, Second Harvest Food Group, joining us now. And, Jay, look, first off, thanks for coming on. And this is a cause that, you know, we certainly believe in at WWL, and I do. And we need certain things that we're asking for folks to donate to Second Harvest Food Group to get to those folks that have been ravaged by Hurricane Michael, things like bottled water and other items, if you can update us.
Thanks, Christian, and thanks again to you and WWL for having us on. We are collecting some very specific items that we're getting together to send to the survivors of Hurricane Michael, just as we did just a bare few weeks ago with Hurricane Florence survivors. The list of what we're looking for is bottled water, which is a necessity year-round, but especially in a disaster, non-perishable food items, especially canned goods that have the pop tops that you don't have to use a can opener on, and hygiene products.
Like those beefaronis my kid eats.
Exactly. Anything dense with carbohydrates and proteins during a disaster is great. All diets are off. But also hygiene products, and this includes all the feminine products, but as well as diapers for both children and adults. Adult diapers are in great need. And anything like that along the lines of cleaning supplies, anything that you or somebody you know had to use to gut out or muck out a house following one of our disasters, that is greatly appreciated. Gloves, contractor garbage bags, eye protection, greatly needed, things like that, bleach, cleaning solutions, and things like that. We're accepting those at our facility in the Elmwood Harahan Warehouse District area, 700 Edwards Avenue. And for folks listening in Lafayette, because the signal goes 43 states at night, you can also drop it off at our facility at 215 East Penhook at Second Harvest in Lafayette, Louisiana as well.
And, Jay, if someone can't donate, you know, supplies, they can always contribute monetarily, right?
Yeah, we would encourage folks to do that as well, because it's a very efficient way to do it. The donations that we're taking for this Hurricane Michael response, we're kind of a pass-through. It's going to Feeding America-related food banks in the impacted area, in Florida and possibly into Georgia. We're part of the Feeding America Network, which is the 200 largest food banks in the country. And, Christian, so many times in the past, from Katrina on, other food banks and just people from other states have helped us out so much. We're fortunate to be in a place where we can return the favor. So if you'd like to make a monetary donation, that's a very efficient way to help. It's at our website, no-hunger.org, or just Google up Second Harvest Food Bank, New Orleans. It'll be the first result. You can make a donation right there.
And they are not accepting used clothing and blankets at this time. That could change, obviously. But, Jay, kind of as you alluded to, man, this is why we encourage people to step up in situations like this, because that storm could have very well have been ours, and it was ours 13 years ago. And, you know, you never know when you might need the same help.
We all have the memories from them, but can you imagine this storm blew up in under 3 days, 2 days,
yeah,
and could have been on our doorstep as well. So many people from Florida and from the Carolinas helped us out in so many of our disasters. And it's just time that, you know, we're fortunate to be able to try to repay the favor. Again, Christian, that website, no-hunger.org. And folks can get all the details about how to help with this and the everyday disaster of hunger as well.
And Jay, this is the Houdat Nation. I mean, you know, the Houdat Nation stretches over there in the panhandle of Florida and even certainly in Alabama. And, man, so, you know, that's another reason why, if you're listening to Sports Talk right now and you're going, well, what does this have to do with sports? Well, the Houdat Nation is far and wide, even stretches all the way up to South Carolina in some cases. And you got the Atlanta chapter as well in Georgia of the Houdat Nation. So that's just try to help if you can. And Jay, if somebody has any questions, all they got to do is email help at secondharvest.org, right?
That is correct. And Christian, that's an interesting memory, too, because at the time of Katrina, I'm from the New Orleans area, but I was in Austin working a job, and I would stay up at night and listen to WWL, to everything that was going on. And we know that there's people listening in the impacted areas. Carolina just got hit again, and another 500,000 people lost their power from Hurricane Michael after they went through Florence. So we know there's people in the dark listening in their car and transistor radios, WWL in Florida, the Carolinas and Georgia and things like that. Just want to let them know help is on the way. Louisiana has not forgot all the aid that those states gave us in the past.
Jay Vice, Second Harvest Food Bank. Anything else I didn't ask you, man, that you need to get out there?
That's pretty much it, Christian. Just plug in the website again, no-hunger.org. Details about the specific things that we need donated right now that we'll be shipping down to Florida and Georgia, and how to make a monetary donation as well.
Hey, I saw you pass by the countdown to kickoff the other day, and you didn't say hello. I was a little disappointed. Next time I see you, I'm going to grab you and make sure you say hello.
All right. I'm a little hesitant to get behind the barricades these days, but I'll run back there next time.
All right, Jay. Good talking to you, man.
You too, man. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Second Harvest Food Bank. They need your help up there. Florida, South Carolina, Georgia. If you can do anything. Once again, I'll run down some of the details. But they're basically, bear with me here. So they're looking for specific items needed. Bottled water, cleaning supplies, gloves, mops, brooms, buckets, bleach, eye protection, garbage bags, etc. Non-perishable food items, especially canned soups and with pop-top lids. Hygiene products. That's feminine hygiene products as well. Razors, children's and adult diapers, baby wipes, hand sanitizer. Drop-off locations here in New Orleans. Second Harvest Food Bank, 700 Edwards Avenue in Harahan, 7:30 to 4 p.m. Also in the Lafayette area, Second Harvest Food Bank, 215 East Pinhook Road in Lafayette, 7:30 to 4 p.m. as well. And if you have any questions about how you can help those in need from Hurricane Michael, just email them at secondharvest.org. Let me say that again. help@secondharvest.org. This is Sports Talk. We'll wrap it up live from Hooters on Vets next here on WWL. Got a text here at 870-870. Christian, Patrick Peterson would be a steal for a second-round pick. This is our biggest need. Well, I agree with you. But think about that. You would now be in April, and you wouldn't pick until the third day of the draft. The third day, because you don't have a first-rounder, Marcus Davenport. You don't have a third-rounder, Teddy Bridgewater. You have a second-rounder. It would be extremely irresponsible. Teams are built. The Saints learned that lesson. The teams are built through the draft. Go look at the 2017 class. If it wasn't for that 2017 class, the Saints don't make the playoffs this year, and they're not a Super Bowl contender, or they don't make the playoffs last year, and they're not a Super Bowl contender this year. Come on. Think about that. There's a fine line between going all in, and then there's a fine line between going over the edge. And that would be going over the edge. Send in a second-round draft pick. Plus, if you're Arizona, you're not even entertaining that. To get Patrick Peterson from Arizona, you better come up with a first-rounder. At a minimum. Might be a first and a third. Come on. You guys are smart. We're not playing Madden here where you can turn on or off the fair trade clauses and get draft picks, get a seventh-round draft pick for, send them a seventh-round draft pick and get a second-round pick. Come on. It would not be wise. It would be extremely reckless, I think, for the Saints to trade away a second-round draft pick for Patrick Peterson, even though it would be good value. It would be. But, man, you're not going to sit out the entire first 2 days of the NFL draft for next year because nothing's guaranteed to you that you're going to win it all this year. You're going to have some keys that you're going to have to fill next year. You need those draft picks. They're already down two. I don't know. I just can't get on board with the idea that, trade your second-round draft pick for Patrick Peterson. Eagles and Giants right now 7-3. The Eagles are knocking on the door. Philadelphia leads, trying to get back to .500. They're 2-3. Mark, I didn't see the exact kickoff at the for game time, and how the first score happened for Philadelphia. I was doing a show, so the Giants are doing Giants things.
They are doing very Giant things right now, and not in a good way. they fumbled the opening kickoff. The refs initially awarded the ball to the Eagles, but of course all turnovers are automatically reviewed. They looked at it and said, you know what? It wasn't a fumble. Giants keep the ball. 2 plays into the drive, Eli Manning tosses an interception, gives the Eagles very good field position. Then they punch it in, and I didn't even get to tell you this. Carson Wentz, running to his right to the sideline, throws the ball back across his body to the middle of the field. Alshon Jeffrey, touchdown catch. So, and then just now, they have punched it in again. Corey Clement into the end zone, about a 1-yard touchdown run. The other thing to note is that the Giants had a long run from Saquon Barkley, got him right down into the red zone, and then they cash in with a field goal. So now it's going to extra point pending. It's currently Eagles 13, Giants 3, and New York is looking very New York right now.
Yeah, it is about to get ugly up there in the Big Apple at MetLife Stadium, and they are still not recovered from that Graham Gano 63-yard bomb the Panthers dropped on them.
Gano. The Spanish announcer, that was the best thing of the week.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
Oh, man. Right. You got to check it out.
Mark Menard at Master Control couldn't have done it without you. Thanks a bunch for your help. Stephen Geller helping us put together the show. Also want to thank Will Clapp for joining us in our Saints Players Show from 6 to 7 out here at Hooters on Vets. And Metairie will be back next week. Also want to thank our on-site engineer and birthday boy, Todd Jacobs. Happy birthday, Todd. Thanks a bunch for your help. Couldn't have done it without you as well, man. Thanks. All right, Semper Fi, I'm out. See you Saturday, LSU and Georgia. Pre-game starts with me and Herb Tyler at 10 a.m. This is Saints Radio, WWL. The last lap with Seth Dunlap up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.